Check. Record. Checkbox.
Okay, so this is my first attempt at recording some audio and getting VoiceOver going.
Logic Codex.
So I'm running VoiceOver, and I want to show you
Logic Pro X. Logic Pro X dialogue. Logic Pro X active.
Something really cool in Logic Pro that I discovered this week. So there's what's called first of all, Logic is a multi-track audio workstation, digital audio workstation, where you can record, you know, audio, MIDI. There's a lot of loops that come with it, much like GarageBand. But I just want to show you something really cool. So I'm going to create a brand new session here in Logic. So I'm in the dialogue right now that's going to let me do that. So let me...
A grid of selectable templates. Create an empty project. Details. Open an existing... Cancel button. Choose button.
We're going to create an empty project.
Logic Pro X ready.
So we select that. So now, let's go and create a new track. And there's a hotkey to create a new drum track. So I thought,
Dialogue. Keyboard focus is in. Untitled. Tracks. Window.
Okay. For some reason...
Audio hijack. Logic Pro X. Untitled. Tracks. Window. Logic Pro X activity. Software instrument. Radio button.
Okay, so this is not what we
audio,
want.
Audio. Radio button. Drummer. Selected. Radio button.
Yes, we want a drummer track.
External MIDI. Radio button. Guitar or bass. Dim. Radio button. Details. Genre. Button. Output. Cancel button. Create button.
So we'll create this.
Lock. Press create button. Autoplay drummer group.
All right. So now our drummer track has been created. Let's
cap U.
Look around. Here
horizontal splitter.
Quick.
Tracks group. Interact.
Sure.
Track time ruler group. Tracks header. Interact. Track one. SoCal group.
Okay,
track
cool.
Stop. Tracks contents group.
Exactly.
What horizontal
I want.
Splitter.
I only have one track, and it's the drum track.
Autoplay drummer group.
So this is the autoplay drummer
interact
section.
With autoplay drummer group. Two items. Drummer editor. Scroll area.
So we have a drummer editor, and the cool thing
interact
about
with
this.
Drummer editor. Scroll area. Six items. Play button.
We interact with this, and we have a play button.
Button. X/Y pad layout area.
And we have. I'll explain this in a minute. An XY pad where you can make some adjustments.
Drum instrument and variations group.
We have a drum instruments and variations.
Build and swing group. Presets table.
Some
presets table. Row 4 of 8. Half pipe selected.
All right, so let's stop interacting with this.
Stop interacting with drummer editor scroll area.
Left
drummer inspector group.
Let's go into the drummer inspector.
Interact with drummer inspector group.
And this
five
is really
items,
cool
rock.
Because you can select different drummers and genres. So here we go.
Kyle drummer signature image.
So
rock genre pop up button.
So currently the genre is rock. And we have these drummers to choose from.
Kyle drummer signature image.
So we have Kyle.
Drummer overview button.
And you can look at an overview of the drummer that you select.
Influenced by modern rock, but comfortable with most genres, Kyle plays straightforward rock beats on a natural, versatile kit.
So that's Kyle's little profile.
SoCal button.
And let's...
Kyle drummer signature. Drummer overview button.
We have to select this drummer overview to kind of close... the description.
Press drummer overview button.
So now we have a list of drummers in the rock genre.
Rock. Kyle button.
So we have Kyle.
Logan button.
Logan.
Anders button.
Anders or whoever.
Max button.
Max.
Jesse button.
Jesse.
Ian button.
Ian.
Ian.
So let's choose Ian, for example.
Press Ian button.
So now that I chose Ian, we can look at his profile.
Ian drummer signature image. Drummer overview button.
Or his overview, rather.
Drawing influences from psychedelic rock and modern pop, Ian plays grooving, intricate beats on a big arena kit.
Cool. So let's go ahead
stop
and
interacting.
Get
drummer
him
inspector,
going.
Group. Drummer editor, scroll. Interact
go
with
to the drummer,
drummer editor.
Editor,
scroll area. Six items, play button.
And we'll choose play.
Four beats, four divisions, seven.
All right, so... let's
press play.
Go back into the inspector.
Drummer inspector group. Interact with drummer.
So realistic to me.
Ian drummer signature image.
So we're listening to Ian.
Drummer overview button.
we'll close press his drummer overview. Let's choose somebody else to see what happens.
Kyle, Logan, button.
Let's choose Logan.
Press Logan button.
So he has a bit of a different style. Let's check out his
low overview. Drummer signature image. Drummer overview button. Inspired by legendary drum heroes of the past, Logan plays sparse, hard-hitting rock beats and fills on a retro sounding kit.
Okay.
Drummer overview button. Press drummer.
So now let's go to the
stop interacting with
editor.
Drummer inspect drummer editor scroll area. Interact with.
And let's look at the presets.
Presets table row 1 of 8 AM gold selected. Interact with.
So this is one. Let's choose the next preset and see what happens.
B side.
Okay. Nice little fill right there. Let's choose another preset.
Double live.
Definitely interesting. Let's choose another one.
Firebird. Long haul.
Hey, that's cool. All right, let's choose the next one.
Still water.
All right, next.
Stonehenge.
That's the last one.
Three rings.
Nope, I'm wrong. Interesting. All right, so next.
Three rings.
Oh, that's it. That's the last one. So let's go to the first preset.
AM gold, row 1.
Pretty straightforward. Now, I want to show you this. Let's go to the XY.
AM gold. Stop interacting with pre. Fills in drum instrument. X/Y pad layout area.
Okay, so the XY pad. Basically, you have a thing in this XY pad that you move left or right, being the X, or up and down, being the Y. So the further right you go,
interact with X/Y pad layout area. X/Y pad layout item.
Let's see.
Close window. Return yes.
Oops,
escape
sorry.
Now.
Didn't mean to press that one.
Cancel. Close window.
All right.
Start moving layout item. Simple complex 124. Soft loud 185.
Okay. So the further right we go, the more complex we get. So let's start moving right and listen to what happens.
Symbol complex 144, soft loud 185. Position at symbol complex 164, soft loud 185.
All right, let's keep going.
Position at symbol complex 204, soft loud 185.
We're going to the right, so again, we'll go right.
Position at simple complex 224, soft loud 185.
Let's keep going.
Position at simple complex 243, soft loud 185.
Whereas complex with this particular beat that we're going to get. So let's go all the way to the left to get simple and see how that changes it.
Position at simple complex 0, soft loud 185.
So you have some variation here. We can also go down.
Position at simple complex 0, soft loud 45.
So we got quieter. Let's get a little more complex here.
Position at simple complex 220, soft loud 45.
I just noticed something interesting. The louder... just switched. Oh, there we go. So, here we go. Let's go up.
position at Simple Complex 220 soft loud.
Can you tell the difference? He's using more of the snare. But if we go quieter.
Down. Position at Simple Complex 220 soft loud.
So, pretty cool. I didn't notice that until just now. That's awesome. Okay.
Loud zero.
Let's go back up here. Up. Louder. There we
position
go.
At Simple Complex 220 soft loud 220.
And stop interacting with
position at Simple Complex.
We don't need to hit escape.
Stop moving the layout item.
There we go. Now
X slap stop drum instrument and variations group.
We have drum instrument.
Interact
and
with
variations.
Drum instrument and variations group. 7 items. Cymbal slash tom slash hi-hat group.
So we can choose
3 out of 5 hi-hat variations. Hi-hat
some variations for the hi-hats. So let's interact with slider. With this. And let's go
3 out of 5 hi-hat variations. Hi-hat slider. 2 out of 5 hi-hat variations.
Okay. Let's move it again.
1 out of 5 hi-hat variations.
Two, go.
3, 4 out of 5 hi-hat variations.
Okay.
5 out of 5 hi-hat variations.
Pretty cool. Let's move it back.
4, 3 out of 5 hi-hat variations.
Right.
Stop interacting with slider.
Let's try...
Kick and snare group.
Kick and snare.
Follow button. Kick and snare.
See
interact with snare.
Here.
Check. Checkbox. Kick. Check. Checkbox. Kick. Snare.
Check.
Snare. Check.
Let's,
checkbox.
Let's uncheck the snare.
Uncheck. Snare. Check.
So now he plays without snare. Let's go back to the snare.
Check. Snare. Checkbox.
And let's uncheck the kick.
Kick. Check. Checkbox. Uncheck. Kick.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
Check. Kick. Checkbox. Stop interacting with kick and snare group. 3 out of 5 hi-hat variations. High cymbal slash tom slash hi-hat group. Interact with
this group. We can select
toms. Uncheck checkbox. Hi-hat check checkbox.
Say we don't want hi-hats.
Uncheck hi-hat checkbox.
No hi-hats. Let's select
toms. Uncheck checkbox.
This was unselected by default.
Check toms checkbox. Uncheck Tom's checkbox.
Uncheck that.
Symbols. Uncheck checkbox.
Alright, let's check out the symbols.
Check symbols checkbox.
Okay.
Uncheck symbols checkbox. Hi-hat. Hi-hat.
Give
uncheck,
the hi-hats
check,
back.
Check hi-hat checkbox.
Alright,
stop
so
interacting with symbols slash percussion sounds group.
Let's
percussion sounds group. Percussion sound. 2 out of 3 percussion variations. Percussion sound. Percussion sound.
Just for
stop
interact.
X slash Y pad layout area. Play button.
Right,
press play button.
Stop that for now.
Stop interact.
Let's
drummer
choose.
Inspector group.
Let's choose interact in with the inspector something else. We have
lock genre pop
rock.
Up button. Menu check mark.
Let's choose a different genre.
Alternative. Songwriter. R&B. Electronic.
So we have the electronic.
Electronic check.
And
Magnus button.
We have Magnus,
Leah button.
Liam,
Jasper button.
Jasper,
Lonnie button.
Lonnie,
Julian button.
Julian.
So Jasper,
these are the drummers
Leah, Magnus
in
button,
this section.
Julian button.
Let's go with Julian.
Changing the drummer will
let's
replace changes
his,
you have made to the region settings on this track. To keep these changes, change drummer, default
yeah,
button.
Fine. I'm not saving
press
this
Julian
anyway.
Button.
All right.
Electro-
so
Julian drummer
let's six. Read his
drummer overview button.
Overview.
Julian combines modern technology with vintage drum machines to create contemporary house beats that pay homage to classic club tracks.
Okay. Cool.
Stop inter- drummer editor scroll area.
Let's go to the editor
interact
with- and play.
Play button.
See what he sounds like.
Press play.
Okay. And let's check out the presets.
Presets table, row 1 of 8. Fury interact with presets table, row 1 selected.
And let's choose the next preset.
Higher and higher.
Next.
Editha Sunrise.
All right.
Paradise.
Cool.
Starburst. the warehouse.
That's pretty cool.
White label.
Interesting.
Wildfire. Wildfire.
Excuse me. That's the last preset. So let's go to the first one.
Furious Four, row one. Higher and higher.
Okay, that's cool.
Stop interacting. Presets, there. Table.
Let's build check and group. Out the...
Drum instrument and variations group.
Variations
interact
here.
With drum instrument, percussion sounds group. 5 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals and shaker variations. Hi-hat, cymbals and shaker, slider.
Check out some
interact
of these
with slider.
Variations here.
4 out of 6 hi-hat, 6 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals and shaker variations.
Another one.
5 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals, and shaker variations.
Okay.
4 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals, and shaker variations.
That's cool. All right.
3 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals, and shaker variations.
Next.
2 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals, and shaker variations.
Cool.
1 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals, and shaker variations.
Okay, let's leave that.
Stop interacting with slider.
Let's
percussion sounds group.
Check out.
Interact with percussion sounds group. 3 items, hand clap, check, checkbox.
Okay, so the clap is check. Let's take this away.
Uncheck, hand clap, checkbox.
Okay, let's give it back.
Check, hand clap, checkbox. Hand, shaker, check, checkbox.
Let's take away the shaker.
Uncheck, shaker, checkbox. Check, shaker, checkbox. Tambourine, uncheck, checkbox.
Let's see what happens with this one.
Check, tambourine, checkbox.
Cool.
Uncheck, tambourine, checkbox. Stop interacting with
and
percussion sound. 4 out of 6 percussion variations. Percussion, slider.
Let's...
Percussion sounds, group. Percussion sounds, group. 4 out of 6 percussion sounds, group. 1 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals, and shaker. Percussion sounds, group. Follow button. 5 out of 6 kick, snare, and claps variations. Kick, snare, and claps, slider. Five, follow, but, what percussion sound? 4 out of 6 percussion variations. Percussion, slider. Interact with slider.
We did this
slider.
One, did we?
3 out of 6 percussion variations.
Nope, we didn't.
Two out of 6 percussion variations. One out of 6 percussion variations. One out of 6 percussion. 6 out of 6 percussion variations. Five out of 6 percussion variations.
Okay.
Stop interacting with slider. Percussion sounds, group. Percussions. 1 out of 6 hi-hat, cymbals, and shaker. Percussion sounds,
yeah.
Follow button. 5 out of 6 kick, snare, and clap. Stop interacting with drum instrument and variations, group. Fills and swing group.
For that, let's check out the
presets table. Fills and swing group.
Swings.
Interact with fills and swing group. 7 items. Details button. 16th. Select fills lock. Unchecked. Checkbox. 76%. Fills. Circular
so
slider.
Fills.
Interact with circular
quite
slider.
A few. Our percentage is pretty high. Let's take it up a little higher.
100%.
100%. The fill. Let's go around again. Check out another fill. Interesting how the fills are different. They're not always the same. One more time. Nine, so eight, let's six, lower this 30%, to
0%.
So now we really don't have any fills. Let's just go up a smidge.
20%.
20%. Just a small little fill, nothing fancy.
Stop interacting with circular. Swing lock. Uncheck. Checkbox. 5%. Swing. Circular slider. Swing. Interact with circular slider.
Let's see what happens here. We're only at 5%, so let's move it up.
55%. Percent. 85%.
Not a whole 15%.
5%. Stop interacting with.
I bet with other beats and things, you probably notice more of a difference with that.
8th radio button, 1 of 2. 16th selected radio button, 2 of 2. 8th radio button.
Check this out.
Press 8th selected radio button, 1 of 2.
Select
16th radio button, 2 of 2. Press 16th, selected,
ready, right.
Stop interacting with, fills and switch, play button, press play button.
So that's a little bit of what I discovered this week playing with Logic. I think it's pretty cool that this drum section's here and there's a lot of variations, a lot of options you have for creating a drum track for your audio. Interestingly, GarageBand also has something very similar, just doesn't have... there's a few genres missing. I think there's some other things that you can't quite do with the GarageBand drummer that you can do with Logic. Interestingly, in the overview for each drummer, it tells you what kind of drum set they're using. But you also have the option of changing that specific drummer's kit. So that's pretty interesting too. So that's a little bit of the automatic drummer in Logic.
Audio hijack. Web audio window. Record.